Today is exactly 1 year when the Supreme Court delivered a landmark verdict on the election petition hearing. Stakeholders and analysts Radio Ghana spoke to expressed diverse opinions and lessons the petition has taught. A member of the NDC legal team, Abraham Amaliba, said the petition tested the maturity of the country's democratic and political dispensation. He said the petition brought to the fore some issues to be looked at.
We were able to come out of the election petition as a united people. We see as a true democrat, and it has placed Ghana on the map of the Committee of Nations as a truly democratic.
So you are obviously saying there were no losers or winners in the verdict delivered by the Supreme Court, but Ghana ultimately became the winner.
If you narrow it down to the verdict itself, in terms of the 5-4, 6-4, and the way the justice
voted,
then you will say that, yes, there was a winner.
A lawyer and leading member of the MPP, Aikwe Otu, explained the dynamics of the country's justice system in cases such as the election petition. Mr. Otu emphasized the need to pay particular attention to biometric voting.
It was quite a rather unsettling situation. Nobody can be sure of how the judges will rule. And we are not talking about one judge. We are talking about 9 justices of the Supreme Court. So how could one be sure that they will all come to a unanimous decision? It was quite intense.
So what have we learned from this verdict as Ghanaians?
Well, you have a task as journalists to try and marry the constitutional provisions that deal with the freedom of the press with contempt proceedings. Until we amended the provisions granting full authority justices of the Superior Court to punish for contempt.
Lawyer and leading member of MPP, Aikwe Otu, talking to Agatha Asamoah. Now, the managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper and pollster, Ben Efson, said elections are won on voting days and not at the law courts. He reiterated the need for polling station executives, party agents, among others, to be schooled and well-informed on what goes into elections monitoring.
Well, I think that for some of us, it was a vindication of the stand we had always taken for some years now. The elections are won and lost at the polling station. 2, our political parties have been very lazy. If you are in opposition and want to get to power, you must be able to work your socks off and select persons who can read and write. For the commission, their staff is less than 3,000 in the whole country. And every election, they select and train 110,000. So it is up to you to select somebody who can read and write. In one case, a presiding officer who was not well lettered wrote 270 as 270. And the polling agent signed. If the polling agents were educated, they would have signed. This would have passed. Or in one of the police stations in Accra, you had the presiding officer and the polling agent signing the pink sheet at 9 a.m., like signing a blank check. So I'm happy that people have realized you win or lose face at polling station. Also, there is the need for persons to be alert and the political parties to be more diligent. And I'm sure once this is done, I'll be surprised if anybody will go to court, given the reason that the loopholes that the courts identified that we all saw will not be repeated.
Pollster and managing editor of the Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson.